on Robin Hood Radio. We are welcoming today Amy Hufnagel. Amy is the Director of Education at the Alana Partnership, which is located in Hudson, New York. And if you've never been to Alana, well, then shame on you, because if you're within the sound of my voice, you're not more than 35 to 45 minutes away at most. Amy, thanks for joining us today.
Marshall, thanks for having me.
So let's get a little bit of background for people that are listening that might not, believe it or not, be aware of Alana. And there might be some people here in Northwest Connecticut and in the lower portion of Dutchess County that might not be aware of what Alana is and what it does.
Great. So Alana is the home and landscape of 19th century Hudson River School painter Frederick Church. And we like to refer to it as one of his greatest works of art, because he was really interested in this idea of architecture, design, interior painting of walls in a similar way to the way he painted his canvas views, and making a landscape that would make it feel to the visitors if they're entering a Hudson River School painting.
It's a pretty amazing place, is all I've got to say. I haven't been there in a little while, but it's a pretty amazing place. Now, how did you wind up out at Alana? I mean, what's your background for people that are listening?
Well, you know, I've spent 30 years in the nonprofit educational arena, working pretty much all of the positions possible, from, you know, being a funder for a foundation, being an executive director, being an educator, being a curator. And I think what drew me to this particular job at Alana was that the board was hiring a director of education for the first time. I love the work when it's very much invention mode and startup phase. And, you know, this idea of expanding and revisiting how the public is taught about church and the site, and how the interpretive strategy is activated for visitors. You know, there's kind of this like standard model of the house tour that's been happening for 50 years. I like to say it predates the internet,
right,
where the guide takes you through a historic property and tells you all the facts you need to know. But I'm sort of the school that we shouldn't be telling visitors anything that they can easily Google or look up. We should be looking to a more expansive experience for them that they could only have in the house or in the landscape at Alana. And I'm always also trying to get them to be engaged participants rather than just receivers of. As an educator, I feel like it's often forgotten that education is really a two-way street, and activating curiosity and exploration, and even, of course, in a site like this, the creative endeavor is important work to do, too.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because my partner, Jill Goodman, and I talk about this all the time, that you can go online, you can see a beautiful piece of art, and it's great because that can draw you to that piece of art, but there's nothing like going to a museum setting and taking it all in. And I think with what you're talking about, Alana, not only do you go to the setting to take it all in, but you experience and can do things that really educates you well beyond what just seeing information on a screen can provide.
Absolutely. And there's actually new research out about this by the National Association of Art Educators that there's something very different that happens for visitors who see the original work of art than just a screen-based work, that there are all sorts of different kinds of connections that build, and we do see so much on screens these days, you know, from landscapes to cooking shows to art pieces to, you know, so much of our experience of the world is mediated by a screen. And, you know, Carrie Smith, the artist who we've been working with on the Wander Society Adventure Lab, is actually really very interested in this issue at this cultural moment. She feels like she sees so many youth who are what she calls part of the look-down generation. And she's like, we have to go to work creating all of these moments where we can get them to look up. And what are those moments, and what are the best places to do that. And I think museums do definitely play a role if you can get your visitors to put their screens down, even when they're in a museum.
We were speaking with the Director of Education at the Olata Partnership in Hudson, New York, Amy Huffnagel, and we will lead in now to that, to the Wander Society's Adventure Lab at Olata. This is Carrie Smith's first ever. So let's talk about what people can expect when they go and see the Wander Society's Adventure Lab.
Great. So I'll start with that sort of description of the place, and then it would be really interesting to return to who Carrie Smith is, because I think that that also is important to understanding it. But the Adventure Lab is a canvas tent that has been installed in the location of Frederick Church's first studio at Olana that's now just an archaeological dig site. It doesn't exist anymore. And we sort of compressed two different things to go into this tent. One was a packing list that we found of churches from 1847 of what he took when he went camping. You know, and it's basically glamping, I have to say. You know, he's bringing mattresses and a wood stove and tables and chairs and art and painting supplies. His tent must have been really quite lovely. There was a carpet laid down. So we combined that historic archival packing list with a new book by Carrie Smith called The Wander Society. And she was really interested in this idea of moving her work off the page and into real life. That she knows the book has the potential to do that for every reader, but what happens if the artist actually tries to take the book off the page? So the Wander Society is a kind of secret society that's based on the writings of Walt Whitman, who's a 19th century poet, and who actually believed that all of his creative inspiration came from his walking routine. And for those of you who know Walt Whitman, he just was a major wanderer. Specifically in the period of the Civil War, he would wander from town to town, hospital to hospital, visiting with men who had been injured and providing some sort of distraction for them. But he felt that the only way to really understand self and the world was to take really super long walks. And then, of course, he would give himself all these different little challenges or prompts, we like to call them, of like what to do on his walks, what to look for, what things that he would note in his notebooks while he was walking. And this became the inspiration for Carrie Smith to really design a kind of secret society around walkers who were engaged in creative endeavors while they were out on a walk. So at Olana, that's a perfect sort of set of variables to bring together, because we have 6 miles of these beautiful carriage road, really pleasure paths that Frederick Church made in the landscape. And so the tent is like a little laboratory that you go in that feels very 19th century, full of all sorts of collections and things that she's made and tables and old equipment and typewriters and paper and pens. Specimens, and then this little machine that clicks you a ticket. And on the ticket is a prompt of something for you to do when you leave the tent and go out into the landscape. So it could be find all the circles you can find at Olana, or do nothing. Or, you know, so she's come up with these great little sort of adventure cues. And the hope is that the audience at Olana comes to Olana and doesn't just hold up their camera to take a picture of the beautiful view that also inspired Church, but that they sort of go one step further than that. And I can tell you from it being on site since early April that that's exactly what's happening. And it's appealing to all ages, from grandparents down to kids. They all kind of get the cool, you know, tent environment, and they're inspired by the ideas that the ticket enacts in them.
And how long will this be up, and what are the hours and days that people can experience it?
Right. So the tent is open to the public 8 a.m. until around 5 p.m., 6 p.m., Tuesday through Sunday. And so it can just be entered at any time during the day. You don't need to pay anything. You don't need a ticket. It's open. You can just go and sit there. There's a library. You could read in this little environment. And it will be up on the grounds until the first week in December.
All right. Now, as people who listen to Ramadan Radio know, we have a calendar, and we talk about the different events that are happening in that current week at Alana. What are some of the things that are coming up in between now and the end of the year at Alana?
Great. So, of course, we have a great exhibition this season that continues through the Thanksgiving weekend called Costume in Custom, where you can see these amazing textiles that Frederick Church brought back from his two-year trip to the Middle East from the 1860s. And sort of parallel to that exhibition, we have an artist on art tour series that happens every other Saturday through December 3rd at Alana, where contemporary artists of Arab and Islamic descent are, in fact, the tour guides in the house. It's a very different perspective shift. We don't actually, we do a small introduction with them, but we really give them poetic license to design their own tours. And I can't tell you the way in which asking a young person and a person who hails from this region of the world in the Middle East thinks about Alana. So I want to really encourage people to look for the Artist on Art Tours on our website at alana.org. We also, on Saturday, November 10th, have a walk in the landscape on the carriage roads with a plein air painter, a contemporary working artist, who gives a painter's tour of the landscape. And then for, the actual holiday weekend of Thanksgiving on that Friday and Saturday, we have things going all day long both of those days, and it ranges from puppet shows to drop-in gift wrapping, paper-making studio where you can come and make your own holiday wrapping papers. We have a knitting workshop. We have a henna tattoo workshop, and as well as the house being open and the landscape being open all weekend.
Well, that is the Alana Partnership in Hudson, New York, 518-828-1872, alana.org. Amy, I expect to hear quite more from you as we go through the next year. Does Alana stay open right through the heart of the winter as well?
We do. We close in December down to just weekends only. So that's something to keep in mind. During the height of the season, we're open 6 days a week, but in December we will transfer only to weekends.
Amy, thank you very much for joining us today, and best of luck. And I'll say going into Halloween, Thanksgiving, and the holidays as well.
Great. Marshall, thanks for having me, and thanks for the great work for the community on the radio station.